Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. Sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, Elliot and Danner, thanks for having me back on the show.
You're welcome. I think this is your third time, right?
Yeah, third or fourth. We had an on-site one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One time, disc golfing, yeah.
That's right.
So I'm Kyle Warren. Hello, everyone. Past president of Rotary Club is kind of the hat that I'm wearing today.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thank you, sir. Yeah, it's been about 7 years I've been with the Oil Sands Rotary Club now.
Yeah.
And so shout out to those guys doing a lot of good things in the community.
Yeah.
Service work and stuff. So the main thing I came today to plug, as I usually do, have something to plug. We have Real Rock 17 coming up this Friday at the Keanu Recital Theater.
Okay.
And I'll be hosting that, and we got... I'm losing count now. I think we're like 17 sponsors now.
Yeah.
Of local businesses around town. You shout out to all those guys. I'll list them off later in the show here. But
nice.
A bunch of cool stuff we're going to give away for the raffles there. We have a 50-50 going as well. And some cool climbing films, kind of like Banff Film Festival style climbing films to show. And... bar service and all kinds of cool stuff.
Nice, nice. So this is, like you said, you've got Radical Reels,
right.
You've got Banff Film Festival, and this is Real Rocks.
Real Rock is
the films that are going to be aired are primarily rock climbing then.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so it'll be like, this year it's three short films.
Okay.
And it's the hardest stuff that's been achieved in climbing, basically,
in
the climbing world over the last year.
Nice.
Ender Films puts this stuff together, and it's kind of like National Geographic style, like really well filmed documentaries on the hardest climbs in the world, basically what exists now and what guys are ripping their hands apart for.
to try and get
to the top of mountains in this case. This is all like summer climbing in this case.
Okay.
And I've got some kind of show and tell items I can walk you through on what the kind of styles of climbs that'll happen in these shows.
Yeah, but, very cool.
We want to talk about
a bit here. Yeah, definitely.
For people that may not know, our Oil Sands Rotary Club is involved in a lot of different things in the community here. So I've got a list here I can run through. Starting way back, the club was actually founded in 1983 when I was born.
So me too. That was a good year.
83.
Hey, there we go. Sorry, Tanner.
And so that when they were first formed.
I was born on a Woodstock year, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, that's claim to fame. There you go. Nice. Yeah. So we helped establish 911 in Fort McMurray. The Oil Sands Rotary Music Festival, which is actually coming up, plug to them, has been ongoing for a long time, and that obviously has our name on it, so we like to help out with that. We do donations we've established the three courses, or actually there's four courses, disc golf courses in town now. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I've bragged about that before. I'm part of the Wood Buffalo Disc Golf Association.
Yep.
And that was all kind of thanks to Rotary Club and Lions Club and service clubs donating towards helping us build those courses. Mm-hmm. Lions Park downtown was donations between the two clubs, and then obviously Rotary Links was had
really
some
Lions Club or Lions Park.
There is six baskets there. Yep, yeah, we've been doing all of our league there for the past 2017. We established that course.
Yeah,
100% brought up last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Still haven't visited, eh?
No, I did. me and my son came down.
Yeah.
But, like, I got confused with Lions Park and the one that's right next to it. Heritage.
Yeah.
It's in so the, I was just like, yeah.
Along the Hanging Stone River there. Yeah. Super nice little park, all the amenities. And Youth League is, I believe that we switched it out. I think Youth League is Wednesday nights this year. If you want to bring your kids like 6 to 18,
yeah,
are free to play in Youth League this year. And, yeah, get them involved. We got a bunch of giveaways. Shout out to Participaction and Canadian Women in Sport. They have given us a few grants this year, so we're going to be giving away a lot of equipment and discs and stuff to youth.
Fantastic.
This year. So, yeah, that's Wood Buffalo Disc Golf. Have a little bit of some discs to give away and some memberships and stuff like that at the show this Friday. And then we do Go Baby Go. We've helped sponsor like mobility scooters for kids, disabled kids. So it puts a good smile on their face.
Nice.
Cool one. Pites for Polio. We're looking for a new venue now that Patty's shut down. Another fundraiser for kind of the international purposes. Polio. And fire recovery, flood recovery. We're involved in all of that. Helped distribute over $1 million with Red Cross and a lot of like fund matching through Rotary International. Pedals for Paws, we help fundraiser with SPCA and tune up some bikes and give away some bikes to kids and fundraise by selling off bikes to the community. We're with the bed races with the hospital there, involved with welcoming Ukrainians into town. We did a Knights of Columbus pierogi dinner between the two, like over 250 hours of volunteer time. Put into that, welcoming Ukrainians into our town.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're, the last number I heard was something over 80 families in town in Fort McMurray here now.
Wow.
Yeah. And then coming up, a little plug, we're doing a Shred It tentatively, hopefully, for April 29th at the Eagle Ridge YMCA. So anyone with personal confidential items that you need shredded, it goes through Shred It. So it's a confidential service. And yeah. $10 a box, you come in and you can get all your papers shredded.
So nice. I was wondering where you're going with shredded. I was just like, are we talking like snowboarding here? Skiing? Like, what are we talking? And then you said like YMCA. I was just like, skateboarding so early? Okay. Okay. All right.
Yep. Nope. It's a lot of different things are involved in there.
Yeah.
And our club meets on the second and fourth Mondays of the month at the YMCA in Eagle Ridge at 7 p.m. So anyone is welcome to join the club or maybe do a presentation if you have something that you'd like our donations to go towards or something like that. So
yeah, very cool.
Welcome to join. Yeah.
Busy, busy guys.
Thank you.
And girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. We spread ourselves thin for the community.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure.
So this is not the first year you've done this.
Real
Rock, correct?
Moving into Real Rock, we've done this. This will be our fifth year. The universal excuse was in there in between, so I think we've had three or four.
Yeah.
This will be a fourth, yeah.
Okay.
And
so is that through Banff Film Festival, or like where are these films coming from?
We have to communicate with each other. We're like sponsors of each other with the library.
Yeah.
So they give away some tickets to Real Rock at the Banff Film Fest.
That's right.
Yeah, we work hand in hand just to make sure, because the Banff Film Fest does usually get some of these films.
Right.
So when it gets condensed down into a weekend in Fort McMurray, we try to make sure that they're not overlapping with us and showing something.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but yeah. There's overlap there for sure.
And so I know the Banff Film Festival used to have road warriors that come. They don't anymore. Like that stopped during COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to pick up again.
Yeah.
With these films, does somebody come or do you present what?
No, they just kind of coach you. They'll give you a media pack. And give you some guidelines on how to. And us being a nonprofit, we kind of get a little bit better of a rate for putting it on. But it does cost money, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Go through the Keanu has a nice theater. It's in the recital theater, the smaller theater. So
yeah.
200-person capacity. And we can kind of maybe approach that capacity this year.
Yeah.
I think we've had about 100 people in the past on our biggest year pre-COVID.
Right.
So hoping we can top that this year.
And this is on the 10th. What is the 10th? Is that
That's this Friday.
That's this Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, my watch is totally off. My watch says it's the 5th. Okay, so I got to fix that.
February.
That's right. I didn't change it afterwards. I was just like, because I was looking at that. I'm like, the 5th, the 10th. Okay, so this is on Saturday. Okay, very cool. Well, this episode will air before that, so if you're watching this, go out and get those tickets, please, and thank you.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the description there, and it's in Kano box office, kano.tickets.ca. So
nice, yeah.
We'll put the link in there. I want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors.
That's cool. Definitely, man.
We the international sponsors every year are pretty similar. The North Face, Black Diamond, and Yeti this year are the headliners, so they help get all the high production value that goes into these films. Mm-hmm. And then we have Aluma Safway is contributing like $2,500 of climbing gear, like rope access gear, which translates back and forth. So that's going to be a huge appeal to the climbing community. Come out and win a bunch of that stuff. Microwage and Nicole McMaster at Coldwell Banker are helping out with a lot of our like licensing fees, financial donations towards the rental fees of the facility as well. So thanks, you guys. Pomeroy Hotel, they're giving away a 2-night King Suite. Best Western, similar idea with the King Suite and $50 to their Creations restaurant. Mr. Mike's have some gift cards there. I believe it's $100 worth of gift cards. Harris Home Furnishings, they have the La Crusade fancy kitchen set things. It's a popular item.
Okay, very nice.
It's fancy. McDonald Island, 10-day pass giveaway, which is cool. You can use the climbing wall there. Stratosphere Cycle, we got a bunch of water bottles to give away, bike water bottles. Sarah LaGroia is giving a diamond painting into the raffle. There's Vista Ridge has some ski passes and a 12-hole for their golf course they have out there now. And Rotary Links for golf passes with golf carts. And then Wood Buffalo Disc Golf I had mentioned. We're doing adult and youth membership and league play with some discs to give away to hopefully some kids are showing up.
Wow.
On that note, we'd probably recommend maybe like above 12, 13, whatever parents are kind of comfortable. It's a non-rated film,
yes. But
climbers tend to get passionate about their climbs, and there That's might right. be some cuss words when they're screaming at that inanimate object,
That's
the
right.
rock.
That's right.
And bleeding. and then maybe fear of heights. May have fly or something, but that's for everyone. I've been climbing for like over 20 years now, and I get sweaty palms sitting there watching.
Oh yeah, of course. Like, oh, yeah, man, they're rolling the dice with their life.
Yeah, right. So then we have Stingray Diver Training. He has like some snorkel kits to give away.
Yeah.
Mitchell's Cafe, my favorite sandwiches in town. They've got some lunch passes for us. Speed Pro did all of our printing services, so this beautiful poster we have here, and some things along the way. And then we did Mix 107 and Cruise for some advertisements, giveaways, and stuff throughout the week, thanks to them. And Bailey's Pub, they are going to give away some Yuck Yucks passes and a gift card, and we'll probably end up going there. We usually do some karaoke after for anyone who's interested.
Wow, okay.
If you've maybe utilized the bar service a little bit at Keanu, then maybe you're all lubed up to go sing some karaoke.
Nice.
So they're welcoming us after the show if we'd like
to join. So you guys got a lot of sponsors, a lot of gifts to give away.
Like, lots of stuff, yeah.
The chance, your odds of winning if you show up to this are very high.
Yeah, for sure. You'll get some local stuff to gear to go home with.
There we go. Well, listen, my man, Tanner shook his phone, so that means he's ready with his segment, the Max City Minute. Awesome. That being said, we're going to throw it to a sponsor, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What has been the most interesting film you remember seeing at Real Rocks?
My probably, and what stands out to a lot of people is Alex Honnold. He's kind of become like a household name. The guy does, it's a combination of like free climbing is when you've done the route without falling, but it's typically you're attached to a rope. When you're free solo climbing, you obviously can't have a belayer with you when you're solo climbing. So this is a guy that just wears his climbing shoes and a chalk bag like I do at the climbing gym in town here, and then goes and climbs up Yosemite's mountains and
he's
stuff.
Nuts.
Like, he's totally wild. That's like a 3,000-foot climb, and there's no safety. You just have to have done it. He's probably done it like at least a few hundred times, if not like 1,000 times over his lifetime. Like we were talking about introducing our kids to sports at a young age. Like this is a kid that's been doing it since he was like learning how to walk. So he is very confident, and I'm like pretty confident. I've seen a lot of like climbers die over the years, and I'm quite confident that Alex Honnold is not going to fall off of a mountain while he's free soloing. He's so confident that, and everything that he does, he's just like very calculated, and and just as good at assessing risks and stuff like that. So it looks crazy to us. It is crazy. It's totally crazy. To climbers and his best friends, they worry about him, but he does put on some of the craziest documentaries of getting up mountains without a rope.
Every time I watch one of his movies, I think I'm watching a snuff film. I'm just like, I can't believe I'm about to watch somebody die. Like, it's oh my God. Like you said, sweaty palms, heart racing. You're like, this is just unsafe. Yeah. And he nails it every time. And you're just like, thank the Lord.
Alex Honnold.
Question number two. What is one moment with Rody Ree that stands out to you that's affected you positively?
Through Rotary. Oh, okay. Well, for self-serving reasons, I'm really happy that they've helped us establish disc golf in Fort McMurray. That's like a huge heart warmer to me. Like I get to introduce the sport to kids and watch them grow up and get good at it. That's really, really cool for me. Yeah, I'm going to go with disc golf.
Question number three. What is one snack you enjoy when refueling on your adventures?
Cliff bars are easy. You pop one in your climbing bag, and like you don't realize how many calories you're burning when you're like burning your calluses down to the knuckle. And you're out there, and sometimes it can be a couple hours hike out, and maybe you need to start up a little fire to warm up or something if you're in a little crevice or a canyon or something like that. So yeah, cliff bars are super easy, lightweight, lots of calories to pack into them. Yeah.
You're really going to enjoy these next two questions, Elliot.
Okay.
Question number four. What was your favorite part of working at McDonald's?
I did not know that. Okay.
Because everyone worked there too.
No, I just love McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
I just love McDonald's. Like, I don't know why they're not sponsoring us yet, to be honest with you. I throw so much love in their direction.
Tanner always throws a wrench in it because we're good friends. And it was like my most embarrassing past memories. So that was my very first job.
Okay.
And,
sweet.
I was, I think 15 or something like that. And we used to do just the browers, they call it, where you like unload the food onto and throw it onto the little conveyor belt rollers and load up the McDonald's fridge. And we were like, we probably shouldn't have been trusted to operate anything within McDonald's. So that's why they just had us doing that. And I don't know how much details we want to get into, but yeah, that was just like a free meal, basically. So that was my favorite part.
There we go. Nice.
Ketchup bags.
And your final question. What is one limited time menu item you wish could come back off any menu?
You aren't wrong. I'm not disappointed with these questions.
Probably the pepperoni pizza from McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Throwback. Throwback. Yeah.
There's still a McDonald's that serves it in the States.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, there's one.
I've heard all kinds of crazy ones. Like Italian McDonald's have like spaghetti, and you can get like beers.
Yeah.
McBeer and
stuff. Yeah.
Those have been your five questions.
Awesome. Yeah.
Is there also not something out there about a parade with Ronald McDonald?
Oh my god!
You were in a parade with the main man.
Yep. Oh man, I totally forgot. Yeah, I worked with McDonald's promotional events as well. So
okay,
we traveled around and would take pictures of Ronald in like parades and things like that.
Really?
Inflatables. We did Whoop Up Days was a fond memory in Lethbridge, where they do it's like K Days version in Lethbridge. And yeah, that was pretty fun. We got to ride some rides for free with the carnies and see some cool stuff.
Awesome.
McDonald's promotional events.
McDonald's has really moved away from their mascots.
No, they completely removed, walked away from
been
it.
Canceled.
You know why?
I would love to know why. Please tell me.
Remember, they were already questioning their mascot when in 2016 the clown scare, where everybody was dressing up as clowns
and being scary.
It had an effect on McDonald's that had the Ronald outside. So pretty quickly in that year, they just nixed the whole Ronald McDonald thing.
Wow. Yeah.
So I think he's still their official mascot.
Yeah.
But there is no trace of him.
Yeah. No Hamburglar, no Grimace. There's none of them anymore. So
Hamburglar should have been canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So listen, Tanner just tapped his watch, unfortunately. The shows are only 20 minutes long. So we're out of time.
All right.
That being said, before we cut you loose today, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sure. I'll just plug Real Rock one more time. I'll give a little rundown on what the actual films are. So we got Burning the Flame, two Australian climbers, Babsy and Jacoby, on their multi-year quest to free climb the awe-inspiring Trango Tower in Pakistan. And then DNA is in the moment story of a first ascent of Seb Bowen's DNA. This is the hardest route currently in the world, I believe. One of the hardest worlds, two routes, 515, which is Yosemite Decimal System, hardest routes in the world.
Okay.
Sport routes in Verdun Gorge in France. And then the third one, there'll be a little intermission. You can get your bar service and everything. And then it's resistance climbing and exploration of Palestine's grassroots climbing scene in conflict-torn country. A diverse group of climbers find community and solace and redemption.
There we go. Great lineup.
Yes.
Cool. And that's happening this Saturday.
This Friday. 7 p.m.
Jeez, my bad. Once again, blame it on the watch. All right. Well, thanks for coming, man. Always appreciate you hanging out and chatting with us. I feel bad for everybody at home because we're going to chat a little bit more after this, so you're going to miss out. But please go out and get the tickets to their Real Rocks 17. I hope everybody at home is having a great day. I appreciate everybody that tunes in, so thank you very much. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you for your ongoing support. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.